This is Saturday, Bhagavatam class, April 5th?
5th.
April
6th.
April 6th, 2024. We're on Pranaya Gita, chapter 29 of the 10th canto, verse 31 through 41. 10 verses where the gopis speak about their pranaya, their intense love for Krishna. In response to his rejection and derogatory and discouraging remarks that they should go home, follow their dharma, etc. And Gopis started to defeated all his arguments and established the supremacy of their prema in Pranaya Gita, verse 31 to 41. Last week we did verse 31, where the Gopis are rebuking Krishna. They're saying he's cruel. He's powerful, but he's cruel. And they say, we renounce everything to serve you. Don't be stubborn with us. Be like Narayan and reciprocate with his devotees. We're your devotees, you're Krishna. You should reciprocate with us, not drive us away. So now we're on text 2. This is, what's that meter? It's called Vasantilaka. The Santilak meter is Brahma Samhita. Yadpatyapatya Sarita Manavritaranga. Verse 32. Everybody together. I'll say it one time, everybody repeat. Verse 32. Yadpatyapatya Sarita Manavritaranga. Sri Nam Svadharma Iti Dharma Vidatva Yoktam. Astreva metadupadesha pade tvayishye.
Astreva metadupadesha pade tvayishye.
Prishto bhavams tanubritam kila bandaratma.
Prishto bhavams tanubritam kila bandaratma.
What does the word pati mean?
Pati husband.
Master.
Husband. Well, anga, what does anga mean?
Anga limbs.
Body, limbs, arm, leg. Suridam.
Well-wisher. Good at heart.
529 Gita.
Suridam sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shantim ritshati.
Adhasya bhaktaram yagatava sam sarva lokvesha. Suridam sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shantim ritshati. 529 Gita. Gita read every day, Bhagavatam read every day, Rasa Shastra every day. Three shastras, not one. She's only in the Priyosha, not Samanda Abhideha. She only reads Yav Kusaranjali. Your family's going to fall down. Yeah, they're all three. Gita, Bhagavatam, and Rasa Shastra every day. Necessary. This is proper Vaishnava. I'm not joking. It's the truth. Anuriti. What does anuriti mean? What does anu mean?
Following.
So anuriti means some kind of following. So pati and apati means husband. And it looks like no husband, but that's me. That's rare. Probably some advertising or something. So a pati means no children. Interesting. Sridha means friend, and let's see what all is happening. Srinam, second line, Srinam, what does it mean?
Among women? Srinam, among
women.
Women. Swadharma means what?
Dharma religion.
What does Swami mean?
My
own. You should know this word. Put your word for word. Swami means mine. My dharma, my religious principles. So what does Veda, what's the word Veda mean?
Veda.
V-E-D-A, I'm asking. I'm asking, what's the word Veda?
Injunction of scriptures.
I mean, that's Vidi. Vidi means injunction. Veda means to know. Knowledge. Vedas are books of knowledge, right?
Yes.
So Ved, Vid, it all is about knowing, knowing, learning, knowledge. Vid, Ved. Trayoktam.
Tvay means you, Okta means spoken. You spoke. You spoke.
Very good. It's called a sunni, the second line last word, Trayuktam. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna Uvacha Bhagavad Gita. Uktam, Uktam Uvacha means speech. Tra means you, Tram. Tram means you. In Hindi we say Tum. It's not respectful. Tum Tum Ja. You get out of here. That's not respectful. Respectful is Ap, Ap Ja. Ap. I can respect for you and disrespect for you. You get out. You please get out. Respectful is often a commanding is tum or trum. In Sanskrit, trum. Trum means you. So triyukta means you said. So who's you? Who's speaking, first of all?
Gopis.
Gopis are speaking what? What are they speaking? They're
speaking to Krishna.
Pragita. Hello? When are they speaking it?
Then Krishna gives so many reasons to go away, go to the
forest. Let's say, where are they speaking it?
In the middle of the forest.
Shark Purnima Maharas dance. When? Before residence. Why? As reply to Krishna. Who, why, when, where, why? Always keep these in mind. Who's speaking? Why they speaking? Where they speaking? When they speaking? Time, place, and circumstance. Kaladeshan Pacha. So, okay, third line. Astrevaham etar upadesha padesha. What does upadesh mean?
Speech, instructions.
Frederica, what does Upadesh mean?
Speech, instruction.
Ever heard of a book Upadesh Samarita?
Yes.
What is it about?
Like of instruction.
So what does Upadesh mean?
Instruction.
What does Amrit mean?
Nectar. Very nice book.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for your commentary. Where's that brick? Where's give me your phone? I think it's in there on the table. Just for this stuff. So that's that, huh? Upadesh Pade. What does Pade mean? Trumpadarta. Trumpadarta means the meaning. Pada means meaning, or sentence of a poem. Charpada means, the Bhagavatam is Charpada, four shlokas to a verse. Pada means line, line of poetry, line of... So it means, Pada means objects of instruction, lines of teaching, verse of teaching. Dharma Vid means what?
Knowledge of Dharma.
Knowledge of Dharma. So you're talking about Sri Krishna, you're talking about Dharma for a woman, but we're going to tell you what the Dharma of the woman is. That's the last time. What does Prashta mean? Exalted, dear, namaste, what is this, some verse of glorifying Prabhupada. Namaste, what is it?
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya,
Krishna Prasthaya. Krishna Prasthaya. What does that mean?
No, very dear to Krishna.
Very dear, Prasha means Priya. Prasha means dear, dearest. So it means dearmost, Prasha, Bhavan, Tanubritam. Tara means body, Brita means living entities. What does Bandhu mean?
Friend,
close relative, close friend. I'm a very self. So you see a translation here. Because Krishna is telling him, go home and do your dharma, do your Sri dharma, take care of your kids, clean the house, clean the pots and pans. Sweep the floor, make the fire, milk the babies, milk the cows. Do your ashram dharma and Ashram Dharma, Grihastha Dharma, and Sri Dharma. And they're going to tell him. They say, yeah, we agree that we should do our Dharma and serve our relatives, but you're the most intimate, but you are the dear most friend and the most intimate relative, so we should serve you. You're the self of the self. You're the self, you're so Krishna's getting nervous now. The gopis are speaking more intelligently than he is. Let's see what Prabhupada's translation is, verse 32. He has very long translations, these verses from Pranaya Gita. I went through the Krishna book and picked them out. He has a whole purport with a translation. You can distinctly find each verse. 32, it's got like 25 lines in it. It's really huge. This is Prabhupada's translation and mixed with commentary, verse 32. Interesting. The Gopi said, oh dear Krishna, you are the supreme instructor. There's no doubt about it. Your instructions to women to be faithful to their husbands and merciful to their children, to take care of homely affairs and be obedient to elderly members of the family are surely according to Shastra. But we know also that all these instructions of Shastra may be observed perfectly by keeping oneself under the protection of your lotus feet. Our husbands, friends, family members, and children are all dear and pleasing to us only because of your presence, because you're the super soul in everyone. Without you, one is worthless. When you leave the body immediately dies. According to the injunction of the Shastra, a dead body must immediately be thrown in a river or burned. It's called Jal Samadhi or Shamshan. Therefore, ultimately, you are the dearmost personality in this world. By placing our faith and love in your personality, there's no chance of our being bereft of husband, friends, sons, or daughters. Interesting. Sounds like the Gopis are preaching Brahmacharini. We put faith in you, we don't need husband, children, anything. If a woman accepts you as her supreme husband, she will never be without her husband. As an embodied concept of life. If we accept you as the ultimate husband, there's no question of being separated, divorced, or widowed. That's pretty interesting thought. Krishna will divorce you. Krishna will die before you.
Separated, divorced.
Won't divorce you. Won't marry you either. There's no divorce, but he doesn't marry you. He just meets every night. He goes his way, the more you go your way. You're only good for nighttime duty. Daytime you do your own thing. Yes, it's our thing. Meet you midnight. Okay. Nice relationship. No problem. If we accept you, I said that. You are the eternal husband, eternal son, eternal friend, eternal master. One who enters into a relationship with you is eternally happy. Which implies that if you enter a relationship with somebody who's not Krishna, you will be eternally happy. That's the implication. Since you are the teacher of religious principles, your lotus feet first have to be worshipped. According to the Shastra, they say Acharya Upasana, the worship of your lotus feet is the first principle. Besides that, it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, you are the only enjoyer. Prabhupada's quoting this verse. This is Sri Dhamma, you see the verse, Bhagavad Gita, 529. He puts a little plug there for you. Bhagavad Gita, your only friend. As such, we will come to you, leaving aside all so-called friends, society, and love. That's a famous phrase of Prabhupada. Friendship, friends, society, and love. You know, when you come to Krishna Bhakti, usually you lose all your friends. Become ostracized from society, and you have no one to love except Krishna. So it's a test, big test. As such, we have come to you leaving aside all so-called friends, society, and love, and now you have become our enjoyer. Let us be everlastingly enjoyed by you. Be our proprietor, because that is your natural claim, and be our supreme friend, for you are naturally so. Let us embrace you as the supreme beloved. Beautiful translation. That's Prabhupada's translation of 32. Really extensive, huh? I don't know why they didn't put Prabhupada's commentary on it in this book. This book is done by BBT. After Prabhupada left the planet in 1977, they wrote the commentary to 10th, 11th, and 12th canto. They could have just put this in there. Because it's a commentary. But they didn't do it. Let's see what Gita Press translation is. As it has been observed by you, the knower of Dharma, the principles of religiousness, the natural duty of women, is to render service to their husband and children, as well as to relations of their husband. O beloved one, let such service be done to you, the Almighty Lord, the central theme of all instruction. O Vedasya, central theme of all teachings. For you are the most beloved friend, and the very self of all embodied souls. So service to you will gratify everyone. Just by watering the roots of a tree, all the limbs and branches get nourished automatically. Everybody puts their own. Everybody adds their own purport to the verse. That's nice. Especially as it is translation. Okay. Shiva Goswami gives an explanation, Gopal Champa also. Four oh five. Indeed, you are absolutely right that serving husbands and children is a special dharma for women. But if that's how you think, then let it be. If that's how you think, let it be. But it's all external. The happiness arising in the heart of your devotees is greater than happiness arising from wife and sons. But unfortunately, young people do not desire to follow you. But young people should follow you. That's interesting. There's no other sensation. Look at Vishnu Chakravarti. Yeah, let me look at that one. Thank you. This is Sri Aswami's commentary on verse 32 of Pranaya Gita. Sri Aswami Charan. Gopi said, let this instruction you gave Krishna about husbands, children, and so on be applied to the real object of instruction, yourself. How he is the real object of instruction is stated by the word sa. The idea being that we find that all ethical instructions ultimately point to you, the Supreme Controller. You are the enjoyer of everything that's enjoyable. Thus, you are the dearmost. Okay. There you went. Flush that on my leg. He left. He's gone. Okay. Fan. Fan? Oh yeah, that too. Put that there. Thank you. The Gopis are saying, the instructions you have spoken apply to any ordinary person, but not to us. You are a Supreme Master. This religious duty that you have described, or serving your husband, etc., should actually apply to you. Because you are the underlying foundation of everything. Because you are everything. Without the foundation of the Supreme Controller, husbands and relatives can't even exist. That's far out. Sri Aswami, different way to look at it. Let's look at Vishnu's commentaries. Vishnu's commentary, verse 32. You got your heart right there in front of you. You also read it. Look at this word, Vrindarika. Guileless. G-U-I-L.
Very honest.
very honest. Wrong word.
Like someone who is speaking without trying to hide.
Cover up her eyes, yeah. Thank you. Okay, I say that. Don't look it up. This verse 32 is spoken by more honest gopis who hope to defeat Krishna with his own words. Gopi said, you told us to serve our husband and all that stuff. This remains valid as far as it applies. We have no argument against this. We've been doing it all the time. Krishna said, in what way? We're always engaged in serving you, the initiator of instructions that Dharma meant for us. This is according to reasoning that one should first serve the acharya who teaches Dharma. So you're teaching Dharma to serve husband, but before to serve husband, you have to serve the guru. You're the acharya who teaches us to serve husband. First we'll serve you, after that we'll think about husband. So what is the service of the wife to the husband?
Cooking, cleaning, and take care of
children. Not exactly. You get a maid to do that. You can hire a man to do that. Hire a man to do that. Also, cooking, cleaning. The service of the wife to the husband is to offer her body to the husband for his enjoyment. So before we serve the husband, we're going to offer our body to the guru, acharya, you, who are speaking Dharma. That's pretty straightforward, Seki. It's according to reasoning that the first one should serve the acharya who teaches Dharma and then execute the instructions that the acharya gave. So first you serve the guru, then you carry out his instructions. Gopis are strong, huh? They're bewildering Krishna. The scriptures state that only by following the acharya without duplicity can one's religious duties be successfully executed. Furthermore, if the acharya is Krishna himself, how much more we should follow? On account of your being Bhagavan, you're also the soul owned by beings, Anabritam. And because you're a supreme soul, you're a dearmost. And because you're a dearmost, you're our best relative. In other words, Shastras say we should serve the Paramatma who resides within the husband and others. When the Paramatma leaves, the body is chucked out. Burned up or thrown in the river for fish to eat. Therefore, by following you for a personal manifestation for our mama, the following of one's husband arouses automatically going. That's really clever logic. That's really, really good. What need do we have other husbands and relatives who are devoid of souls, who are have no souls because they stand in opposition to our following you, who have thus already had that my husbands have already had their faces burned in the funeral fire. This is so funny. The form of frame covers the devotee's awareness of Krishna's Godhead. Therefore, one may question, since the gopis have form of frame, how do they know that Krishna's Paramatma? Narapanchacha says, frame constantly manifests different symptoms, both hot and cold, which reflect the devotee's simultaneous experience of union and separation. When your union and prem exhibits cold symptoms, when your separation exhibits hot symptoms. previous to the ways of bliss brings about tears shivering of the sittas in the body. It's a long commentary. Guru Goswami says you multiply the bliss of Brahman a billion times. It's like an atomic drop of water in the ocean of spiritual bliss, of bhakti. The separation from Krishna burns hotter than a million suns. Separation is hot, union is cool. So when they're feeling separation, like now, Krishna's there, but they're not having union with him, not having leela with him, they're burning separation, so their understanding about his transcendental qualities, as Abhyavan says, Paramatma, etc. Devotion and union, sambhog, is more pleasure giving the millions of cool moonbeams. And at that time, in union, sambhog, one only perceives the sweet qualities of Krishna. Madhurya Gun. Rupa Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Veda Madhurya, Priya Madhurya. Praying shrinks or becomes less perfect during union or meeting if Krishna's avyans, Aishwarya, is revealed. Although now the gopis are meeting Krishna, they are expecting separation, and thus to have experience of his Aishwarya. This is the mysterious working of prema itself. That's why I say, whenever it's the leela of Krishna, four things are acting. What are the four things? Radha Krishna, that's two. Prema, that's three. Indirectly. Leela and Shakti. Leela and Shakti is Yoga Maya. Very good. Smart. The magnitude of the gopis' experience of Krishna's greatness is a measure of the greatness of their love. Srila Goswami's commentary about King Bharat and Prithi Sundarva. Vrishagopi's ecstatic love for Krishna is the most exalted love, but love mixed with awareness of Krishna's power and opulence is not very most exalted. So therefore, Madhurya Bhagavata Sar. Madhurya Bhagavan Sar, the essence of Bhagavan is sweetness. We worship sweetness. Any questions on verse 32? They're revealing the intensity of their love, huh? That's for sure. VAT commentary says some of the bolder young girls try to defeat Krishna with his own statements in his verse. They gave it back to him. He gave it to them, they threw it right back. He said, go home and show your husband. They said, you're our husband, we're not going anywhere. So in their 10 verses, they defeated all Krishna's, each of Krishna's 10 arguments. Let's look at verse 33 of Pranaya Gita, chapter 29, 10th canto. This was Santilak meter, like Ram Samhita. You have a book? Yeah, you have a book. Karavanti hi trai ritim kushla sadman. These fans are high? Or they go higher? Five? Try five. Yeah. That's good. Read the whole verse or what?
No,
just read first one. First one. Let's start again. Kurvanti Tvayi Ritim Kushala Svanatman.
Kurvanti Tvayi Ritim Kushala Svanatman.
Nitya Priye Pati Shutadi Vir Arti Dai Kim.
Nitya Priye Pati Shutadi Vir Arti Dai Kim.
Tanna prasita parameshvaratma svachindya.
Tanna prasita parameshvaramasma chindya.
Asham tritam tvai chirat aravinda netra.
Asham tritam tvai chirat aravinda netra.
What does rati mean?
Love.
Attraction. Affection. Twai means what?
Unto you.
You.
Unto you.
What does Kurvanti mean?
We are doing
it. I said karma and kura means do, acting, doing, showing. There are these ideas. So, Atma means what?
Atma means heart,
oneself.
Yourself. Kushla means what?
Happy, happy.
Good activities.
Means expert. Krishna. So sad. So those who direct their attraction, affection towards the Supreme Atma, towards you, the Atma. Nitya Priya means what? Eternally dear. Pati means what? What does Sutta mean?
Son.
Arti Dai Kim. What does da mean? Like we say dawn. Krishna Prem Pradayate. Krishna Prem Pradayate. So dado means give. So arti day means give arti. Arti means trouble. Give trouble. Arti. So what does it say? Our husband and children give us trouble. Pati, Sutta, Arti, Dai. Dai means give. They give us Arti, they give us trouble. You say we're supposed to be eternally dear, but they're troublemakers. Na prasida. What does prasad mean?
Mercy.
Parameshwara. Controller. Supreme controller. Chindya. The word chindya means cut. Just stands for word chindi. Chindy means cut. It's a very common word also. So don't cut down. Oh Paramatma, Super Soul, oh Supreme Controller, be merciful. Don't cut us to pieces. What does Asha mean? Ashabandha. What is that a symptom of? Bhava Bhakti, hope of what? Hope of getting money or what?
No, to get such a darshan.
Vaisha Asha, Krishna Darshan, hope against hope. Asha. So you see the word Asha? First word asha means hope. Dritam, what does drita mean? Like Dhruva.
Determined,
steady, fixed, sustained. Dhriti, Dhru, all these DRU words. Dritam, Dhruva. Second word drita means fixed. Steady, sustained. Chirat, what does Chirat mean? Adarvita, Chiran, Chirat. Look at that verse. It's 114 CC. Anarvita Chancha, it's in your 24 verses. Watch out. CC 114. Adi Chapter 1, verse 4. His whole purpose, Lord Chaitanya's advent. Why Lord Chaitanya came? Anarvishachrim Charat Karna Vatirna Kalo Samarpai Tama Narusha Rasa Sabaki Shriyam Hari Purat Purata Sundara Jyoti Kadamba Sandipa Sadarita Kandre Swarta Vasatinanda. Shrevi is a long time. For a long time, for a whole day of Brahma, Lord Chaitanya has given this Kavi Bhav. He's given this Kavi Bhav in this age. So you're fortunate to get the verse of Lord Chaitanya, you get Kavi Bhav. And Manjari is true. Do bhajan. So the second line says, Chirat, Chirat means for a long time. Our nature means what?
Ice.
Our vision means what? Lotus. Aravinda Lochan, Aravinda Nature. So, Asha, Dritam, Chirat. For a long time we had firm hope of gaining your love. Asha Drita means firm, sustained. We had a very strong hope for a long time, our whole life, for thousands of lives of doing sadhana bhakti, in the case of the Shruti Charis, the Rishi Charis. They fast thousands of lifetimes. The Shruti is the beginning of creation. They fast thousands of lifetimes before they took birth in Krishna. What about the sages at Dandakaranya? How many lifetimes did they wait? The sages at Dandakaranya were Treta Yuga. How long ago was that? 2 million years ago. 2 million years ago they saw Ram and had conjugal attraction to him. They had to wait 2 million years to take birth 5,000 years ago as gopis and Krishna and Dhritarashtra. So that's what I mean, a long time. They were, so Shrat means, the word Shrat means a long time. They waited 2 million years to get an opportunity to dance with Krishna. They're not going to pass up and go home. So how many millions of years have we waited? Anantakal, eternal time. Don't cut down our long cherished hope to have your association. You get that far, you're right, you're looking at Krishna and you're saying, we're not going anywhere. There's one of you, there's 16,000 of us. They're singing softly now. Wait till they pick up six and then see Krishna. The glorified Krishna, O lotus eyed one. Be gentle like a lotus, be nice like a lotus. Give us nectar, you're giving us poison. There's a lot of meanings are of in the nature. Why are of in the nature? Let's read the translation. Expert transcendentalist, always direct their affection towards you. Is this on? Because they recognize you as their true self. Swatma, you are my Atma. And by you are my Nitya Priya, you are my eternally dear one, my eternal beloved. What use do we have for these husbands, children, relatives? Think of this. This is your verse. We're simply in trouble. Arti Dai. Jao. Gira Jao. Afka Jao. O Sri Kachor. Give us your mercy. O Lotus Island. Please don't cut down our long cherished desire to have your association. Great. Gopis are very firm in their speech. Monsieur Prabhupada said. The gopis told Lotus Eye Krishna, please don't discourage our long cherished desire to have you as her husband. Any intelligent man who cares for one's own self-interest puts all his loving spirit in you. Persons who are misled by Maya want to be satisfied by false concepts, try to enjoy themselves apart from you. The so-called husband, friend, son, daughter, father, mother are all simply sources of material misery. No one is made happy in this material world by having a so-called father, mother, husband, son, daughter, and friend. Although the father and mother are expected to protect the children, there are many children who are suffering for want of food and shelter. There are many good doctors, but when a patient dies, no doctor can revive him. There are many means of protection, but when one is doomed, none of the protective measures can help. And without your protection, Krishna, so-called source of protection simply becomes sources of distress. We therefore appeal to you, dear Lord of Lords, don't kill our long cherished desire to have you as our supreme husband. It's Prabhupada's translation. Okay, kids. Yeah. Turn it down a little bit. It's a little noisy. Another translation, Gita Press edition. O Krishna, those well versed in the sacred lore, L-O-R-E, lore, surely find delight in you alone, their own eternally beloved self. What purpose can be gained by husband, children, and others, or a source of agony? Therefore, be gracious to us. O Serene Lord, pray do not frustrate our hopes centered on you for a long time, a low-side one. Pretty factual. Okay, let's see this guy. That was 33, huh? Let's see if Shira Swami has any commentary. Swami Charan, Shira. What verse is this? 34? What verse? 33. Sarva Kravati?
Yes.
Okay. He says, what use do we have for children if they don't accept Krishna as their ultimate self and source of enlightenment? Kurvanti, the word Kurvanti and the word Kushala. Kushala means those who are expert in sacred scriptures. Those Kushala means expert in Shastra. Vishnu's commentary is pretty long. Let's read. So the gopis are saying, basically what the gopis are saying in this verse, not only were feeling like this, but those who know Shastra are also feeling the same way. Great learned saintly persons, Kurvanti Kusala, who studied the Shastra, they agree with what we're saying. You are the Supreme Self of all selves, you are the Supreme Worship Object. Worship you automatically negates worship of anyone else. Some other gopis strengthen their argument by saying behavior of saintly persons in verse 33. Prajna Gopi said, anyone who develops love for you who are endowed with eight good qualities is not defeated by enemies like lust. Just as Vishnu Bhaktas are not defeated by demons. Kargamuni told us that demons can't harm devatas. We always have Vishnu on their side. Any person attached to Krishna is extremely fortunate. Those who are intelligent have love for you. This love is natural and eternally present in the heart. You are the object of possession for them, and you are an Atma, eternal object of affection, Nityapriya. Affection that people have for husbands and sons and family is only conditional and therefore temporary. We don't have any affection for these relatives. They give us misery and trouble by preventing us from meeting you. What need of them? What do we need of them at all? They get in the way. Therefore, be merciful to us and save our lives. You may not want to let married goings live, but why make the unmarried gopis cry? You already stole their clothes and promised to meet them. You said you would enjoy us in the future. So now is the future. But Krishna may reply, I gave those gopis mercy because they worship Devi Kalyani. But why should I give mercy to you guys? You're telling me mercy without good reason. Gopis physically beg. They give us your mercy even without any reason. Just give it to us, Jack. We don't need a reason, we just want it. O Parameshwara, you're under no one's control but your own. You can do anything you want. But since our young age, as soon as we saw you, we got the desire, we had hope in Bob that we have love for you someday. Just by hearing and seeing your qualities to be able to perform, we went crazy in love with for you. According to Rasa Shastra, love develops in stages, beginning with attraction by glancing. Don't look. If you look, you'll get hooked. Okay, watch out. Then meeting in the heart, then anticipating desire develops. This is Rasa Shastra and practical life. Rasa Gopi Kiriya. Don't cut down a tree or a desire with your harsh words. You know, the rule is that a full-grown tree should never be cut. This is implied by the words Chindya and Chirat. That's the end of Vishnu's commentary. So the Gopis use all kinds of logic and analogies to say in great saintly persons that know Shastra. You may say we don't know Shastra, but we know that what we heard these things from Garga Muni. We're not making up what we're saying. Kushla, the saintly people speak like this also. You're the super soul, everyone. You're the real self, everyone. So if you don't believe us, you should believe the saintly people. And you should respond to the saintly people. So respond to us also. That's what they're saying here. So this verse is talking about hope. Because if you have hope in God, he lets you down. Why is he God? People in the mature world, they always let you down. That's common. That's to be expected. But it's not expected that God will ever let one down. Because everywhere, every shastra, they always says God reciprocates with his devotees. Yayatam Mahaprabhajante, Tamsas Jayama Bhajamya, 4:11 of Gita. Krishna says, as you love me, I love you in return. So he promises to reciprocate, and he does. So our desire to serve you and love you is like a tree. You plant a seed in our heart with your beauty and sweetness by looking at us and playing your flute, by hearing about your glories. That seed grew into a tree, and that tree produced fruits. It's a great sin in Shastra to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. Even a poisonous tree is producing poisonous fruits. If you plant that tree, you should never cut it down, according to Shastra. Trees should never be cut down. In the old days, in Braj, no one would ever cut a tree. If anyone cut a tree somewhere, they would call the cops. The cops would come and make a big stink. There's a law that from 1800s, no trees in Vrindavan were meant to be cut down on sanction of the government. Obviously, that law has been broken. All the apartment houses are run right there. There's so many stories. One story in Imlital, there's a big English tree there. It grew into a guy's yard next door. He cut the tree down. His whole family died. The story Imlital in Vrindavan. This was about 200 years ago. The guy's tree grew out of the temple over into the next yard. That guy cut the big branch off. His whole family died. That's the story. Because all the trees in Vrindavan are all great sages and rishis. You should never cut them down. In the old days when they made roads in Vrindavan, they made the roads around the trees. The road from from Deliagra Highway to Chandigarh Road into Bhagavihari used to be trees, knee trees, in the middle, big knee trees in the middle of the road. The road went like this. I saw my own eyes. The road goes like that, and there's a big tree that goes like that, around the tree. The road would go around the tree, it wouldn't take the tree down. But that bob, that consciousness, that law disappeared with time. Just now they expanded Trusty Coast, Regimental Prickwomark, they expanded. They cut down 3,000 trees. 3,000 old trees they cut down to expand the road around Vrindavan. It's called Ring Road. 3,000 trees this last year. It's so hard to grow a tree. So the Gopis' desire to love and serve Krishna is growing up like a tree. And now this is the time of fructification. That desire, that asha, and Krishna's cutting down the tree that he planted. That's what they mean by the word charat. Charat means it'll take a long time for a tree to grow to maturity. Okay, let's do 34 of Pranaya Gita. Who has a glossary? I sent people emails some weeks ago, glossary.
Yes, I have.
Look at the word Pranaya. P-R-A-N-A-Y-A, prana. No, here. Pranaya. Okay, let's chant verse 34. Chitam sukena bhavata paritam griheshu.
Chitam sukena bhavata paritam griheshu.
It's bhavata paritam griheshu. Chitam sukena bhavata paritam griheshu.
Chitam sukena bhavata paritam griheshu.
Ya nirasat yuta kara bhavi griya kritye. When the words end in a vowel, it joins the next word. So, I is like, Y is like I. So, Yan Nirashat, Nirashat Yuta. Yan Nirashat Yuta, the Y joins to the U. Yan Nirashat Yuta Karavapi. Kriya Kritya. Read it again.
Yan nirvishat yuta dhavabhati kriya kritya.
Okay. Pado padam nachalatastava padamulat.
Pado padam nachalatastava padamulat.
Yamakatam rajamato karavama kimva.
Yamakatam rajamato karavama kimva.
What does shitta mean?
Consciousness. Or heart.
Means subconscious mind. Heart, mind. Sukha, what does sukha mean?
Happy.
Aparitam. Means stolen. Creation means what?
Houses.
The house, householders. So our minds were stolen from our houses. The nearest shut. What's nearest shut mean? Tricky word. He's absorbed. Uttakara Vakriya Krishna. Vashkara Karami. Kartal. Our hands were, Krishna means doing, right? And Griya means our hands were doing work in the house. And now they want to wrap around your waist. And Pado. Pado Padam. Chala means what? Chala chala. Chara chara chala chala means moving. Not chala. And we say chalo. Chalo. Means go. So chala chalo chale. Chara chara means move, go. Not chala means don't go. Not chalo. Our feet. Not slow. Our feet won't take one step from you. How can we go back to Braj? Braj means the village where we came from. Braj. And what are we going to do there anyway? All the action's out here. This is where the party is. We have musical instruments, we have food, we have legs itching to dance, the full moon is rising, our hearts are full of romance. So let's get on with it. What are you waiting for? That's what they're saying. Until today, we were washing pots and pans. But you stole our minds and our hands away from our pots and pans. Now that's our hands. Now our feet can't move. What are we going to do when we go back to Braj? What are we going to do there? Nothing. No more life for us anymore back there. Fresh died. Don't go home. Stay here. Stay high forever. Tear up your visa. Sell your ticket. Okay. Okay, let's think of the Prabhupada's translation. Dear Krishna, as women, we are satisfied when our hearts are engaged in activities of family affairs. This old days. Really old days. But our hearts have already been stolen by you. We can no longer engage in family affairs. You're telling us repeatedly to go home. That's a very good idea. But unfortunately, we're stunned. Our legs have no power to move except for your little seat. Therefore, even if you're asking us to return home, what shall we do there? That's great. What shall we do? Nothing. Don't go. We're not, they're getting very bold now. We're not taking a step. You saw her, you caught us out here. Our legs are stunned. We can't move. And besides, what are we going to do there? We don't have any interest in that life anymore. So we're staying right here. This is 34, huh? Our hearts, let's go watch Shambhu. Our hearts are happy engaged in household chores. Do not bind up our hearts. Our feet move with force from here. Cannot move from here. You bound our hearts forcibly, so we cannot move from here or return home. So that's that. We're staying here. We're staying here with you. Now what? This is in trouble. Actually, he's just stalling for time, waiting for Radharani to come. There's only commentary of Vishnu on this verse. You can see a commentary in your own book. Vishnu. Some gopis reveal their intense love. O king of thieves, O Aparitam, we did not come here with any other purpose than to receive the treasure you stole from us. You stole our minds, but unlike other thieves, you did not have to make any great endeavor. You stole our minds simply by blowing your flute. Our minds are not some cheap thing either. Our minds were absorbed in household affairs. By stealing our minds, all house has been plundered. The subtle meaning is this. What the gopis are really saying, because our minds are not absorbed at all in our homes, we don't care they burn down or prosper. Actually, our minds are absorbed in that which brings about perfection or our grihas. Where grihas means senses or homes, without which all our senses become useless. That's why stealing our mind, you also stole our senses, including our hands, eyes, and ears. But Krishna says, Gopis, just go home now. Let me think about the situation for a day or two. Then I'll return your minds. Gopis say, our feet won't move an inch. Give our minds back and accept us, then we'll go. They're really having fun talking to each other. Yeah. Party break. What is so hot? Okay. Oh, Gopal Shama. That's 34, huh?
Yes.
Gopal Shambhu, Jiva Goswami says, Gopi says, "Oh Prabhu, you have forcefully seized our hearts, thus we cannot move from here or return to our homes." That's all I have to say. Very short. BBT has some commentary here. I don't know where it's from. We read Vishnu already, right? Krishna blew intoxicating music into his flute. And that intoxicating music stole the minds of the young gopis. Now they've come to Krishna to beg back, to get back the stolen property. But they can get their minds back only if Krishna accepts them and engages amorous affairs with them. But Krishna might reply, "Oh, that's from Vishnu. Okay, gopis, go home for now. Let me think about it, situation for a day or two. Then I'll give you back your mind." The gopis say, "Our feet refuse to move one step. So please give our minds back, accept us, then we'll go." So what do you learn from this? Determination. Gopis aren't going back. No way. So we should pray for determination from the gopis. You come to Krishna, don't turn back. They feel that Krishna is everything. Whatever they left is nothing. They say, "What will we do? We go back. We accepted you. Our hands won't work over there anymore. Our feet won't go back there. Our minds are into it. So you have to take us." So they have no hands, no feet, and no mind. There's Panch Karmendriya and there's Panch Gyanendriya. There's five working senses and five knowledge acquiring senses. What are the five working senses?
Legs, genitals,
hand and feet.
Hand and feet. Genitals, stomach and vocal cords.
Digestive system, reproductive system,
speech.
And speech. So they're saying, "We don't have any working senses. We want to talk to you, we want to hold you, we want to dance with you. Our feet don't want to run around the house. Our hands don't want to wash pots. Our hands want to brush your hair and hold your hands and dance with you. So you've stolen our hands and our feet and our minds. So if someone steals your mind and hands and feet, what can you do?" Nothing. So the gopis have nothing else to do but bhakti, service of Krishna. So we should pray that Krishna steals our minds. Manohar. Manohar seekers. Always had their minds stolen by Krishna. So. Other people say, you're sorry, Krishna, lose your mind. You're sorry, Krishna, lose your mind. You're a nice girl, and then you move to Krishna's land, went crazy. We came here for one day to see, we all got sick. I ran away. So Krishna didn't steal their mind. Unfortunate. It's fortunate to get Krishna to steal your mind. That's why it's called Hari. Hari means thief. Hariman. He steals the mind. What's the time now?
432.
Okay. Let's do verse 35. I guess this is also Vasan Tilak Chandas, like Brahma Samhita meter. Sin Changa Nasra Dharamrita Prakena.
Sin Changa Nasra Dharamrita Prakena.
Asava Loka Kalagita Jaricha Yagnim.
Asava Loka Kalagita Jaricha Yagnim.
Nurchidvayam Viraha Chagrin Upayukta Deha.
No chedvayam
viraha jagnupayukta deha. Jnanena vram yama padayo padavim sakehi.
Jnanena yama padayo padavim
sakehi. Translation. Oh yeah. Sinchanga. That means sprinkling, water, pouring. And sprinkling, sinchanga, like S, sprinkling, pouring, P-O-U-R, pouring water. Adharamrita Purakena. Purakena means flood, amrita means nectar. What does Adar mean?
Lips.
Adar Amrita. The nectar of your lips. In other words, please kiss us. Poetic way of saying kiss us. Please pour the nectar of your lips. Adar Amrita. Yeah, Purakena. Purakena means full, like Purna. All words of pur, P-U-R, Purna, Pura, means full. This case means flood. Kisses a million times. You pour the nectar on. Our flood our lips with the nectar of your lips. But a flood of nectar means a million kisses. Simple way to put it. A Dharamrita Purakena. A flood of nectar kisses. Kisses a million times. Get sore lips, I think. Kushla expert. Swam, own, of myself. Wait, where are we? Right, where's my... Oh, I'm on the wrong page here. Sorry. since the four Anga, Anga means your body, it means the dear Krishna. Sincha means four, Anga means Krishna. That was, you're my body. I say a man is, they say the wife is a better half. What do you say?
Adhangi. In Sanskrit we say Adhangi, half of things.
What do you say?
Adhangi.
Adhangi.
Adhangi. Adhangi. Adhangi.
Adhangi. My wife's my better half. Rotten half. Angi means body, Ardha means half. Ardha Chandra. Ardhangi. Ardhangi. Half my body. Ardhangi, Sinchanga. So it's a poetic way of saying Krishna's dear. You're there, Siddharamrita, Purakina. What does Hasa mean?
Smiling.
Hasita, Prahasita. Ati Hasita, Prahasita. Hasa means smile. And Avaloka.
Looking.
All the words loka, lochan, lochan, pavana lochan, lotus eyes. Loka, lochan. Avaloka means looking, eyes. You have smiling eyes. Troublemaker. And Kala means artistic, Gita. And you sing artistic songs. Kala Gita. Kala means artistic. Melodious. Richaya means our heart. Remember all words are HRD. HRT means heart. Sounds like heart. H-E-R-T, heart sounds like heart, like writ, writ, and writ. Riddhi, riddhi, H-R-D-I, all these words mean heart. It's a mool, it's a root, Sanskrit mool, root word, Rishaya. Shaya means Shayan, what does Shaya mean? Sleeping. Shanarti, going to sleep. Shesha Shai Vishnu.
Lying on the snake.
Ryan lies on Shayan, on the Shesh, on the snake. Shesha Shai. So Shai means sleeping. Vishaya means sleeping in the heart. See it? Line number two. Vishaya becomes shy. What is fire?
Agni.
You generate a fire in your heart. You set your hearts on fire.
Yeah.
With what?
Smiling glances.
Yeah. Smiling glances, you made us lusty. We're burning in lust, Jack. It's the foolish way of saying I'm burning with lust. Rishaya. Rishaya. Agni.
Rishaya.
where Jami's Janma, Jami's born, far from the fire separation. Okay, that's, it goes on like that. Meditation. Well, meditate on your feet and go to Yamaraj. Yala means to go. Oh, friend, we'll go to the place of your feet, Pavan Padayo. We'll meditate on your feet and take your feet in our heart. That's what it means. Translation. Dear friend, please pour the nectar of your lips upon the fire hearts, the fire you start with your smiling glasses and sweet flute song. If you don't do this, we'll burn our bodies in fire separation. Like yogis, we'll attain your feet by meditation. Why do you say yogis? Because it's called Yoga Agni. There's a term called Yoga Agni. The yogis kill their bodies by self-immolation. They sit in meditation and generate fire in their body and burn up their whole body. They can increase the heat of their body to such a point their body will burn up. You see yogis on the internet meditating in the snow. The big pictures now. See some yogi, he's got all snow in his beard.
Now it is famous where you live.
Huh?
He's a famous, means contemporary famous Kriya yogi. Satyendranath.
What is it?
Satyendranath. So long to speak. No. He doesn't have it, it's on. Okay. He's telling some name of yogi. Satyendranath. He's meditating in Kulu Valley. And it formed here. His headquarters is there. He doesn't have beard, but his actual eyes formed like that.
Oh, sure.
Okay. He's very well known Kriya yogi.
So he has a lot of heat inside. Amazing. It's like a walking refrigerator. Great yogi. Snowman. What are we doing now? We're going to read another translation. There are ways to go, I guess. That's his idea of perfection. What verse is this? 35. Now we request you, dear Krishna, to extinguish that fire with your beautiful smile and transcendental vibration emanating from your lips. If you don't do us this favor, we will burn the fire of separation. That way we'll simply think of you and your beautiful features and give up our bodies immediately. In this way, we think it will be possible to live at your lotus feet in the next life. So they're thinking, if I can't get mercy of Krishna in this life, we'll die meditating on Krishna. Whatever you're thinking of when you die, you attain your next life. That's 8:6 of Gita. Yam yam vabhi sram bhava, chatan nanti kalera, tantam evaiti kanta asada tad bhava bhavita. So they're speaking about yoga, they're speaking about yogis, and they know, they have some idea of all these things. So Krishna, they don't attain Krishna this life, they'll attain Krishna next life. So that applies to us also. We don't attain Krishna this life, then we'll attain Krishna next life. We'll die thinking of Krishna. We live thinking of Krishna, and we die thinking of Krishna. The gopis are living thinking of Krishna, and if they die, they'll meditate on Krishna, attain Krishna. This is verse 35. O Supreme Enchanter, please destroy the pain in our heart with the sweet taste of rasa. If you don't destroy the pain you cause through the flowing rasa of your sweet lips, okay. I think I read, this translation. Quench with a flood of nectar flowing from your lips, the fire of passion kindled in our breasts by your bewitching smiles, loving glances, and melodious music. If not, our bodies will be consumed by the fire of separation, and we shall, like yogis, attain your lotus feet by the force of meditation. O beloved friend, O Sakhe. That's what they have to say. Pretty simple translation. Let's see if Sri Aurobindo says any commentary. O dear one, Sri Aurobindo says, O dear one, O Krishna, the fire in our hearts is a fire of lust born from your smiling glances and artful song of your flute. Please sprinkle that fire with the nectar of your lips. If not, we will take advantage of another fire which will rise from feelings of separation and place our bodies in it. Our bodies will be burned, will burn like yogis. It's called Yoga Agni. And attain proximity to you by such meditation, we will achieve you. This shot has a long commentary. You can see it in your books. Verse 35. Yeah, the books there. This last commentary in verse 35. Krishna's thinking at this time, I desire to see last year. I desire to see the naked bodies of these beautiful young girls. Other than a time of intimate association. So I stole their clothing when they were bathing. Now I want to hear them speak shamelessly, like they do at the time are directly enjoying conjugal amorous nectar. I cannot hear them speak like this. I have made them mad with the intoxicating music of my flute and totally bewildered them with my clever words. I have stolen their minds, by depending on which their shyness, discretion, sense of religious duty, and soberness were sustained. But even after all that, they are still speaking with shyness, not even revealing their inner thoughts. While Krishna is thinking like this, some leading gopis who have become mad and transcendental madness began to speak in a contradictory way. Gopi said, O Krishna, please extinguish with the flood of nectar from your lips the fire of lust in your hearts that has burst into flames from your smiling glance and sonorous flute. The gopis are implying that the same person who started a fire gets back his common sense and puts it out, he can cancel the effect of his offensive act. Otherwise, one who sets a fire must accept the similar reaction which accrue from the crime of arson. Krishna's smile at the flute playing is arson. He's starting fires and breaking the law, starting fires in the gopis' hearts. Gopis speaking. Rich Shaya is the indirect way of saying lust. Our lust is sleeping in our heart. No one but you can awaken it. With the sound of your flute, you enter our hearts and waken up in the sleeping fire of lust. Then with a glance of honey glance, and the wind of the flute's song, you will inflame that fire, threatening to devour our life errors. Therefore, if you're afraid of the sin reaction of starting a fire, it's called arson, it's a crime. You should extinguish it. It's no hard work for you to start fire and put it out. Since your smiling glance, which causes the fire, the next year your lips can put it out. Your smiling hearts go on fire, you kiss us, and the fire goes out. We have always seen the play of this mischievous prince, lighting and extinguishing fires. It's not just today, but you're always playing a game of starting fires. Krishna said, this smiling glance and sweet playing of mine arise spontaneously. If they have inflamed your hearts, please tell me how much remedy I should administer. What's that mean? Sugar is getting the picture. Okay. That was Krishna saying, you want to minister my kisses? How much do I have to give you? They say, listen, you murder thousands of other women. You may feel some remorse for your crime and your impudence may subside. If you do not extinguish the fire, we'll burn up in the fire of separation. While our bodies burn, we'll meditate like yogis and instantly attain your little seed. We are Edelites of fire, desire, and separation from you, with story in our heart. Oh, fire, separation, Vira Agni, from Krishna, we throw our life errors into you with the aspiration of attaining the touch of Krishna's feet. Without anyone's notice, please place our bodies on the footpath so Krishna's feet will step on our breasts instead of the ground. Padyo Padavim means making a pathway for his feet. So Krishna's going to walk on pillows. The gopis are going to lie on the ground head to head. And Krishna's going to step from pillow to pillow. 1 foot on one pillow, 1 foot on another pillow. And step over their heads to another pillow, and step like this. The gopis are proposing this. It's called pillow talk. That's pretty interesting footpath. When Krishna's feet touch our pillows, the fire blush in our heart will go out. And our desire will be fulfilled to touch all Krishna's feet on our pillows. Another goy addresses Krishna. Moreover, you will receive pleasure from touching our breasts with your feet, even if you don't want it. Oh, Sakha, even though you do not desire it, you'll get relief for your sin of killing women, as we will be satisfied simply by touching your feet on our pillow. If you torment your girlfriends, how can we refrain from tormenting you? Oh, boyfriend, our boyfriend. The pain and remorse we make your feet will spoil our love, will simply reflect back at us many times. What can we do? This shame has been forced on us by providence. Always for mercy, why are you making us eat this fruit? Give up your stubbornness and accept us. This way there are many inferences from this verse. So Vishnu has amazing insight into this verse. He sees the words, last line, Padyo Padavim, means a footpath. Gopis will place their bodies on the footpath for Krishna to walk on. That's good use of your pillows. Krishna will have his transcendence there. What time is it?
5 o'clock.
I think so. Madhuram Samapayat. So that's a nice vision to close the class with. Krishna walking on pillows down the footpath of Vrindavan. So when Yashoda asked Krishna to wear shoes, because when Krishna goes out cowering, Yashoda doesn't like it. So the ground is very sharp stones on the ground, very sharp seeds and stickers on your tender feet. And then Krishna says, well, Yashoda, there's no trouble walking on a footpath of Vrindavan. And the gopis lie there and walk on their pillows. Of course, he can't say that to his mother. What does he say to his mother?
No.
Cows.
So if you went to get their wet shoes, you have to do the shoes first. No, that's just the wear shoes. The Krishna says the paths are soft.
Yes.
I said, why does he say they're soft? Because the chamari deer sweep the footpaths with their tails. The paths are swept with the tails of the cow, the chamari deer. Where you get chamari, like chamari fan, white chamari. And that's one reason they're soft. The other reason they're soft is the cow's poop. And it dries out, and the trees are in ecstasy when they see Krishna. They pour honey down the footpath. Everybody knows the best skin softener is honey. Put a honey pack on your face every night. You have skin like a baby. Sugar is very good for the skin. You like sugar, say put on your skin also. It's an indirect way to get there. So the footpaths are mixed with dried cow dung and honey and swept by the deer. So no problem. But the real reason that Krishna has no problem, because the footpaths are made of pillows. When Jagannath, how does Jagannath walk? When Jagannath comes out for Rath Yatra, he walks from pillows. Pillows are called tuli, T-U-L-I, tuli. And they lift him from one pillow to another. Inside the tuli are seeds of a tree. And the seeds have cotton. They're like seeds that float through the air with little cotton, like a little kite, like a little parachute made of hair. It's called simulia tree, seeds of the simulia tree. They pack those inside a pillow. It's really like a little piece of cotton. So when Jagannath, when they put Jagannath on the pillow, they crack like firecrackers. And all the little cotton flies in the air. They're called toys. It's the Shrine Chaitanya shows you. So he goes, they carry one, they carry boom. They carry boom. Every time he hits the same, goes up. Yeah. They're called tuli, T-U-L-I, pillows. So even Jagannath is walking on pillows. Let's write Shraya pillows. Brush Madhurya pillows. Sometimes they're called water pots. And sometimes they're called pillows. So part of this verse 35, that's 35, right? Padme and Padayo means pillows. Female pillows. Imagine going into a store that sells beds and pillows. I want some female pillows. Throw you out. So that's it for Bhagavatam class. Jai Jai Shivani.